Daddy's joined us. You look deep in thought, Daddy.
No, just disappointed. I just feel disappointed. I feel a bit let down tonight with a level of performance, and feel disappointed for our supporters, particularly the ones that have probably worked all day and then busted a gut to get down the motorway to get here. I know exactly what that drive looks like, because I do it enough myself. And for us to serve that type of performance up is disappointing.
I think that's the first time in a year and a half I've heard you talk like that after a game.
Maybe. I didn't think we got anywhere near the levels that I would expect of our players. And we say all the time, the first 5 minutes of a game, the 5 minutes after half time, and the last 5 minutes of the game are the most important three periods. And we failed to administer the first one. And when you come to a place like this against a good Colchester team, if you concede after 3 minutes, the game plan is, they're a possession-based team. They want to play out. We're really clear on the game plan. We stopped them playing out from the goalkeeper. We turned our back, allowed them to play out, and they brought the ball to the final third pretty much without us laying a glove on them, and managed to receive it front face in our own area, play a pass to his mate and Sami Smodic with a good finish. And I wish an opponent would allow us that gift of that time and space, but of course they don't.
And didn't create a huge amount tonight. You tried to change at half time, change your formation and put the two mats up.
Yeah, I just wanted to fight a little bit harder. I thought first half we were passive. I thought we lacked intensity and a lack of purpose. For me, I can live with losing, just about. I can't live with not having a real go and leaving it all out there and trying really hard. And listen, I didn't think as a collective group we did those things. We had too many, just didn't get anywhere near what I would expect of them. This league's not easy. It's not an easy league. We've got a lot of boys that have come from the National League and lower, and they've come into this division and they're finding their feet. And some are finding it tougher than others. But you only get one opportunity in life, and you have to make sure that you take it, because if you don't, then it quickly goes. So I think we all need to go away, and we need to reflect, and we need to try to digest that performance and look ourselves in the mirror and decide what we want to be.
The fact you've said that publicly, and obviously the fans will hear it, would suggest to me you've probably said that in the change rooms after the game as well.
So what I say to the players in the change rooms will always stay there, but yeah, I've been clear with them in terms of what I expect. I know where I'm going. I'm really clear on where I'm going, and no one's getting in my way.
Intensity and purpose, the two words you just picked out there, and that's something I'd always said of the teams that I've seen from you in a year and a half, so really disappointed for you to have to use those words in a negative way.
Yeah, I think so. I thought we lacked personality, didn't we? We just lacked personality, and second half we had a go and we tried hard, but I thought we lacked first half that purpose, intensity and a bit of physicality, actually. I thought we fell off a lot of things first half, and second half I didn't think we were brave enough, and we took the easy option of trying to go forward really quickly when sometimes you've got to be a bit braver and put one, two, three, four passes together. But listen, we've got a few that are not doing as well as they've done in the past, and that does happen, I'll be fair to some of them, they've done very well for this football club for a very long period of time, and a couple of them just are having a wobble, and that happens, and we've got to we have to address it, and you can hide it and protect them, and but sometimes you've got to identify it, and you've got to be honest with people, and you've got to deal in the truth, because if you don't, then you won't get the quick solution that obviously we all want.
You've got 5 or 6 weeks so you can sort of look outside of this group if you want to make changes. You're obviously looking for a response from those players starting on Saturday.
Oh, of course, yeah. We ain't got 5 or 6 weeks to wait. you know, for us, we've lost two games, which probably hasn't happened many times in my tenure, two games on the trot, and we've got to make sure that we react to this. But no, we'll a bit of soul searching over the next 24 hours because we were well short tonight.
As you said, it's not the greatest drive. I don't know what happens between Braintree and Colchester in terms of traffic. It seems to take it forever, but you know, a great following again, nearly 500 here.
Yeah, I felt sorry for him.
Danny, thank you.
Pleasure.